You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy that spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air. We're knee-deep into March already.
I'm ready.
Cannot believe it.
I am ready for it.
We have a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is Corey Hunter. He's the Vice President of Sales for Woodman Insulation. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. Corey, before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I've been in the construction industry for 15 years. My main focus has been insulation, and I've been with Woodman Insulation for 10 years.
So tell us a little bit more about Woodman Insulation.
Woodman Insulation has successfully been in business for 27 years. We have a great, assembled, highly motivated team that's passionate about providing excellent service and the best products at the most competitive prices.
Corey, let's say I'm building a new house. That's not the first thing that's going to leap to my mind is what kind of insulation should I need. You may have a different opinion, but what kind of thing should I think about seriously in terms of insulating a new home?
Energy efficiency and comfort, definitely. The amount of money that you can save monthly could help you in the beginning as far as doing some interior upgrades that most people are focused on. And obviously the comfort issue is a main concern today.
Do you find that homeowners today are more focused on the type of insulation? Because it seems like they're more focused on energy efficiency. So
absolutely, and it's interesting because most of the builders and homeowners that we have the pleasure of doing business with are already very knowledgeable about the products, and most of them already know what they want, and which makes it interesting for us to hear things from their perspective and how passionate and exciting they are about insulation, which has definitely been a change in the industry.
Yeah, definitely. So before the show, we were talking a little bit about, you know, my house is insulated by Woodman Insulation. So I have, you know, Pink Panther and, you know, high R value and all that, but I'm living in an 8 or 9 year old house. So Eight or nine-year-old house, what should I be doing? What should I be looking for at this point?
Well, in any house, there's always methods to do upgrades. And you can always upgrade, put more insulation in. We have a great product now where a lot of people remove the attic insulation and they'll spray foam in the rafters. It creates the attic into a semi-conditioned area and really adds to the benefit of saving money monthly and also the comfort if you ever have problem areas, maybe in that back bedroom where you have a child or a closet that's freezing cold, that alleviates that.
I have a horrible problem area, so it sounds like we need to talk.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so you're talking about Isonine or some sort of spray?
Isonine, open cell, closed cell, just it's the pinnacle of insulation and has really, really become popular.
Well, Carol, you obviously know more about insulation than I do.
I know more about insulation than most women should know.
Yeah, let's step back a minute. Open cell, closed cell, give us 101, insulation 101.
Open cell, it's an open cell product. A lot of times you'll see it in the rafters. It's always had an ignition barrier added to it. Now Isonine's got a great product out. Isonine Max has ignition barrier built into it, and that just kind of helps in case a fire breaks out or something like that to contain the fire. Closed cell, great product. It's usually used in maybe around like you see in hot tubs or wine, you know, if you have a wine cellar or things like that, and you can use it in your rafters also. It's a complete air seal.
Now, we've been talking so far about, you know, the attic. All right, and how about exterior walls? I mean, what kind of things can I do there?
Exterior walls, we can spray foam in the exterior walls, but what a lot of builders do is we do a seal package with our caulk and foam sprays, and then we'll spray in a loose fill fiberglass product. Has a high R value, and the builders love it because it's most cost effective.
All right, we'll be back with Corey Hunter after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right. And we're back with Corey Hunter, Vice President of Sales with Woodman Insulation.
So, Corey, let's talk a little bit more. I know we talked about how, you know, I could make some changes and do spray and insulation, but in general, how often should a homeowner look at replacing or updating their insulation?
As far as replacing, the only time you need to replace it is if there's ever been any type of a fire damage, water damage, or infestation with rodents. As far as upgrading, you can always upgrade it. If there's any time there's a comfort issue or you want to save some more money monthly, which everybody does, there's always ways we can go out there. We can do an assessment and give recommendations that'll fit within your budget.
Talk a little more about this assessment. I mean, the example Carol gave, I mean, there's this back room that's cold or hot, and it's very, very obvious. But I think of my own home. I mean, it's equally comfortable or uncomfortable depending on where I set the thermostat. I mean, how do you go in and really test and find out where the problem areas are?
We have infrared cameras, which are great because it'll show the different the thermal temperatures and where you're having issues with either leakage in the house. We have a duct blaster, which we can operate and see if you have duct leakage. We also have a blower door test, and that gives you a reverse pressure to your house, and we can see where it's leaking and where we could see it. We could do post seal packages. We can go up into the attic if there's a problem area. Usually a lot of these things are just visible and you can tell and determine, but with the technology we have nowadays, we can pinpoint it and resolve it.
Is there a cost to get that done? You know, come out and test my house?
Sure. Usually we charge a standard rate, and if you decide to do business with us, we'll just put that into the cost of the job. So.
Perfectly reasonable. Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Corey, I know you offer a number of other services. Tell us what else Woodman Insulation does.
Absolutely. We do garage doors, fireplaces, gutters, and metal.
Wow. That's a lot. Good. So, garage doors, fireplaces, and metal?
Metal accents, roofing accents, bay tops, porch roofs, eyebrows. A lot of times we'll go out to, we obviously do new construction, but also if somebody wants to add a rear porch on their house, or if they want to change some shingles up, just improve the curb appeal, we'll go out there, we'll do that.
Well, I know somebody that attempted to repair a garage door opener recently and broke it worse than it was. So maybe we should talk about that after the show.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
But, yeah, I understand you're involved with the Builders Club Rewards.
Absolutely. Work closely with Connie Burney. It's a great incentive program. It enables our builders to join. They're already purchasing the products. It's the same cost. They get their club points, and then they can trade them in towards travel or all these really impressive list of products like plasma TVs, riding lawnmowers, all these things. I was really impressed.
Cool.
That's very cool. So it's getting warmer outside. And you offer outdoor fireplaces?
Outdoor fireplaces, and surprisingly, they sell year-round. It extends the season. It's kind of when people always walk into a backyard and you see that outdoor fireplace, it's that wow factor, and they're just really nice to improve the value of the home.
That's very cool. I love the outdoor fireplaces. Of course, I'm a huge fan of s'mores, so you know, having an outdoor fireplace makes them oh so much easier to make, although you can make them in the microwave. You probably didn't know that, did you?
I'm sure it doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah, gosh. I want to go back to the energy savings idea. I mean, what kind of a return on investment can, if I've got an older home, let's say, I'm going to bring you in to do that performance test we talked about before. I mean, how likely is it that I'll wind up saving money in the long term? And if I'm going to, how much?
Well, it depends on, you know, the situation, location of the home, and the age and what's existing in the house. It's as far as getting a return on your investment, we can do the math on it and see when it would pay for the process to be done that we recommend. But as soon as we walk out of that house, it's amazing how many letters, emails, and calls we get about how immediately the comfort has increased, and then of course a month later, wow, my energy bill has decreased, and it all varies, but it definitely is something you see immediately.
Well, saving money on your energy bill is definitely top of mind, but what about rebates? Are there any kind of, you know, Georgia Power or any rebates out there for adding insulation or upgrading?
There are some good programs out there, and there's one that the builders, Georgia Power, is doing right now that the builders can do a few upgrades, and they get a rebate right back. That's $600. And from what I understand from one of the building science experts, it's only maybe $400 or $500 to increase a few aspects of the house. So they get the $600 back, but yet they can market their homes and be able to provide to the customers a more energy-efficient home.
It pays them to participate.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Corey, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Woodman Insulation?
Please visit our website, www.woodmaninsulation.com. Our phone number is 770-442-9089.
Corey Hunter, Vice President of Sales with Woodman Insulation. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after the deal of the day with Ada Love of Get More Curb Appeal.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Miss Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, this deal is from Brockbuilt, and it's good through March 31st at Inventory Homes Only at Cloverhurst, which is in West Cobb, and Piedmont Crossing in East Cobb. They are offering free faux blinds on operational windows and a stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator.
So tell us about the communities themselves.
Cloverhurst, homes priced from the high 300s. It's located in Kennesaw in West Cobb. They have old world and traditional style homes on very large wooded lots. They have fantastic exterior and interior finishes. Just minutes from Barrett Parkway and I-75, close proximity to the avenues at West Cobb, which you all know is one of my favorite areas, mm-hmm. as well as Town Center Mall. So, you know, just great convenience to restaurants, dining, shopping, you know, recreation. The neighborhood is zoned for Kennesaw Mountain High School, McClure Middle School, and Bullard Elementary. So all award-winning Cobb County schools.
Top-notch schools, yep.
Yep.
High SAT scores and everything.
High SAT scores and everything. And convenient to Mount Perrin Christian School. So, you know, it's great. It's great for families just due to the plethora of schools
That's
in the area.
That is a great part of town for families.
Well, I've been in Kennesaw for a long, long time, and I have nothing but positive things to say about it.
Yeah. And just, you know, one example of a home that's for sale in there, Homesite 10, which is a Barrett plan, is priced at $409,900. It's a five-bedroom, four-bath home. It features brick and stone exterior, a former living and dining room, guest bedroom and study on the main, as well as a full bath. That's on the main. 10-foot ceilings on the main. Family room with coffered steel ceilings. Built-in bookcases.
Are they faux hardwood floors?
No, yeah. real hardwood floors. A phenomenal trim package. A chef's kitchen. And it's got those really cool soft closed doors, which, you know, you kind of push and they finish closing the rest of the way for you.
I love those. I love those.
Other cool kitchen amenities, you know, tile backsplash, a large island, granite countertops, stainless appliances. And then there's a fantastic owner's suite upstairs. It's got a sitting room with a fireplace, you know, trade ceiling, a spa bath. It's got tile and granite countertops in the bathroom.
Holy cow, they did this thing right.
Carol, do me one favor. Just quickly recap the actual deal of the day. What's the special?
The deal of the day is free faux window blinds on operational windows and then stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator for existing inventory homes at Cloverhurst and Piedmont Crossing.
So existing inventory.
Inventory homes.
Is it the same kind of home in the East Cobb community also?
Well, so in East Cobb, the Homesite 1 is available. It's an Amsterdam plan, and it's priced from $419,900, and it's a four-bedroom, four-bath home with a two-car garage on a basement. I love that basement. Mm-hmm. 9-foot ceilings on the main with hardwoods, a guest suite and a full bath, and a huge pantry also on the main. Kitchen has a view to the family room. They've got stainless steel appliances, including double ovens, granite countertops in the kitchen, maple cabinets, and then the main also has a separate living room and separate dining room. And then on the master, they've got a spa bath with separate vanities, huge tiled shower, walk-in closet, and then they also have a game room. So the game room has a full bath, and it could easily become a fifth bedroom.
The game room's got a full bath.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, yeah.
So 11 homes at Piedmont Crossing. They're down to three final homes left.
Is there a deadline?
Deadline is March 31st.
March 31st. Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
People can get more information by going to brockbuilt.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Ada Love, the president of Get More Curb Appeal. Welcome to the show, Ada.
Well, thank you. Wanted to talk about Get More Curb Appeal. We're the only online design service that offers both exterior home makeovers and landscape design plans for a fraction of the cost required by an architect, a residential designer, or landscape architect. We can create customized plans for the consumer that they can take to a builder, remodeler, landscape installer, or do it themselves. My partners and I are all former employees of Southern Living Magazine. We partnered with Southern Living House Plans as their answer to their readers' remodeling needs. And just a fact of last year, we were the landscape designers for the 2012 Southern Living Idea House.
That's really cool. Everybody loves Southern living. And I know that you've got a really interesting background. So back up and tell us just a little bit about what all you've done in the real estate industry over the years.
Well, I've been in the real estate business for a long time, specializing in new homes. I worked for a large developer for about 11 years, ran builder operations, and was responsible for handling our communities from feasibility to completion. And at that point, we did a show home called the Arvida House Tour, which Southern Living got behind. They sponsored us and featured our homes in their magazines, and also Cooking Light featured our kitchens in their magazines as well. And that's how they got to know me. And in 1993, I was hired by Southern Living to start a builder program, which celebrates their 20th year this year. We're actually going to Chateau Lawn for the conference this weekend. They have builders from all over the South. I built a lot of the Southern Living show homes, all the Lowe's and Southern Living show homes, the Idea houses, and a total of 68 homes in 10 years. Then I came back to Atlanta and ran new homes for Jenny Pruitt. Just a few years ago, my partners and I decided to take on this business.
Well, I'm going to be the first to admit that I personally am curb appeal challenged. And springtime's coming up. Give me just a couple of basics. What are some simple things that a homeowner can do on his or her own to increase the curb appeal?
Well, the first thing really is begin with an honest assessment of your home. Stand out in the front and just look at the front of your home to determine what works and what doesn't. What do they like about their homes? What would they change? And that's where we come in. We actually can take the guesswork out of things. And another thing is to create a budget. Many people think that improvements will take thousands of dollars, but it really doesn't have to be the case. Creating a budget, many people think that improvements will take thousands of dollars, but it's not always the case. Even doing simple things as installing outdoor lighting, putting a new walkway or garden, building a new porch, or replacing garage doors can make a big difference to curb appeal. Tackle cleanup and repair chores, then put in some projects that make the grounds attractive. Start by pressure washing the exterior, siding, brick, if necessary, paint, siding, and trim. Kill mold and mildew is a big thing. That's just a smart thing to do on an annual basis anyway. Clean windows and gutters, then take a look at the landscape. Plant flowers, add mulch, restore, prune growth, pull weeds. And an attractive, this is a rule of thumb for real estate agents, an attractive, well-maintained landscape can add about 10% to the value of your home. So that's a very important thing to do. And an easy tip is to create an instant garden by adding container plants. Consider adding container plants with seasonal color to your front door.
Okay, we'll be back with Ada Love after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Ada Love, president of Get More Curb Appeal.
So Ada, you were talking about container gardens before the break, and I love, potted plants and containers. Of course, one of my challenges is, and our show producer Delaney Young can probably attest to this, I have a cat named Whiskers who likes to sit in my container plants by my back door, and whatever I plant gets squished by Whiskers. So I call him my cataplant. I don't know if he is enhancing any curb appeal or not, probably not. Containers are a great way to add color. And then, another way that homeowners can add color that I think is maybe a little bit of a challenge for them is changing their front door color. And there was a great article on it recently, or an idea book on hows, on how to choose that. So how do you decide what color to paint your front door?
I think the color really can change the vibe of a home. And so in minutes, you can actually change your home exterior by just painting the front door. And it can make it more dynamic, sophisticated. It really depends on the color that you choose. If your home is brick or stone, the base of the paint color will be the base of the exterior color of your home. And then just add a pop of color. There's, you know, you can add so much color depending on the style of your home.
Talk a little bit about lighting. I mean, it's one thing to have great curb appeal during the daytime, but I've seen some homes that are just absolutely spectacular at night, and I don't know why, but I know it has something to do with the lighting.
Well, I mean, you can do landscape lighting that actually accents the walkways, and it really just depends on the feel that you want. But the light fixtures are very important. You always want to go more into the larger pieces if you want to make it a focal point.
So going back to paint colors for a minute, I know people are often challenged by it, and I like the way you said, you know, kind of the base color of the brick would be, you know, the base color of your house. But what if you wanted to use more than one color on your house? How can you incorporate a second color without it looking tacky?
Yeah, it just depends on the architectural style of the home. For instance, if your home has a Victorian or rustic flavor, you have a wide color palette. Or you can choose from a classically inspired home based on the historical uses of color. The best thing I would recommend is riding around different neighborhoods, preferably older neighborhoods with more established homes, and see the different colors and the ways they're being used, particularly if they resemble your home.
Ada, talk to us a little bit about trends. You know, what kind of things are you seeing that are kind of leading edge and fun and cool?
People are beginning to realize that tweaking certain features of a home, a new front door, shutters, adding new columns, repainting existing brick can make a big difference. Painted brick is growing popular. White is a big color again, which is surprisingly, you know, it always just comes back full circle as far as white. White is a huge color. Dip your toe in color by painting porch furniture, which is a fun adding tool to adding color. Monochromatic has been big for a while, but again, the pops of color in the front door is gaining popularity.
I always love porch furniture. I need to do something with mine. I got it from Pier One a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, this nice kind of wicker color, and now it's just gray. Any advice on that? Do I just paint it, or should I pressure wash it, or stain it?
The first thing you should do is pressure wash it. And, you know, if you go to a store like Home Depot or Lowe's, you can find some great paint colors that you can actually spray. Like Rust-Oleum has just wonderful colorway of paint colors, and spraying it, you know, like a green, or just depending on what you want to achieve in your backyard, it would last a long time. And also, but pressure washing first is the most important thing.
Ada, you talked a little bit about budget earlier on. I mean, give me an idea of how much money should I spend? Is it good to do, you know, a big bang and do everything 1 year and then maintain it, or try to do a little bit every year?
Well, it all depends on what you can afford, and be realistic. I think, what do you want to achieve? Are you trying to sell your house? Are you just trying to add more value? Or are you just trying to make it look pleasing to the eye? So it all depends on that. You can actually hire Get More Curb Appeal. We can design the plan for you, and you can do it at different stages. So it just depends on your budget.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't have to do it all.
You wouldn't have to do it all.
I hadn't thought of it. Get the plan and execute it when I can afford
Correct.
It.
Well, Ada, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. One last question. Any quick advice for the three of us in improving the curb appeal of the studio?
Well, yes.
we don't have enough time.
Well, we don't have enough time for that.
Incredulous look on her face.
We haven't really taken on the interior components for our product, but we can definitely help you with the exterior of your home.
Outstanding. Well, Ada, before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Get More Curb Appeal?
You can find us online, getmorecurbappeal.com, or you can contact us at ada@getmorecurbappeal.com.
Ada Love, president of Get More Curb Appeal. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us on AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed this week's show, we'd sure love you to leave a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Corey Hunter and Ada Love, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.